You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I was headed to the Christmas party last night at Owner's Box, and I saw the news come down, and it was a doozy. Sherrone Moore, Michigan football coach, took over for Jim Harbaugh after Jim Harbaugh left for the Los Angeles Chargers. Has been fired with cause at the University of Michigan, and he is alleged to have had an inappropriate relationship with a subordinate, with a staffer, also alleged to have impregnated her and paid for the abortion. And so he has been fired without cause, and he is currently in police custody. TMZ has obtained dispatch audio from an alleged Sherrone Moore assault with a woman claiming that he attacked her at her home on Wednesday after stalking her for months. Now, we don't know who the woman is. We don't know if this woman is the same woman that worked for him, that had a relationship with him. But obviously, just this is a complete and total crash out by Sherrone Moore. When you hear crash out, like, this is that. This is that. Like, this guy has gone off the deep end completely. Reckless at Michigan. Obviously, he's got a whole family, you know. Just reckless is the way that I would say it. Just a complete and total mess here, both professionally and personally. And now he is out at Michigan. So I think that part of it's easy, right, Jason? Like, he was going crazy.
Yeah, apparently.
Allegedly.
So. Right. I don't know that there's any more that I can add. We just have the facts right now. There's a lot more to be played out. But right. Yes, you would think, what is wrong with you? That would be the the outsider question that you would have. Perhaps there'll be some explanations for some of this, but it won't matter.
Right.
Because it's seemingly Michigan's already got the cause it needs to move on from you. And because you're not a coach who's in the college football playoff or winning Big Ten titles, they're very quickly going to move on from you. And again, they may have had to, depending upon the details, even if you were a winning coach. But knowing where Moore was, they were very quickly and willingly ready to cut ties. And so what it becomes about for me is, like we talked about there, to open. I mean, you didn't expect this spot to open up in this way, and what it can do now to a coaching carousel that was basically coming to a stop, you know, it gets it spinning again, because, again, if you have a DeBoer leaving Alabama to go to a more comfortable spot for him, being a Midwest guy at Michigan where he's not going to be compared to Nick Saban,
yep.
What happens at Alabama? So that's the only thing at this point I feel like we can comment on. But for Sherrone, yeah, I mean, dude, you know, you had things set up. Harbaugh had handed it off to you. You'd gotten through the trouble of the sign stuff.
Yep.
In terms of what he served, the couple of game suspension as sort of the holdover, one of the holdovers, and now you're in a position to really take it somewhere, see if you can go win Big Ten titles again, and you blow it all. So be interested to see some of it, but a lot of it will turn the page on already because it'll be about who's replacing him.
Yeah.
It's such a huge job and opportunity.
By the way, the TMZ says the audio of that dispatch states that a call was made from a Michigan football employee's address in Ann Arbor around 4 p.m. yesterday, and that the employee who has worked for the Wolverines for years was the executive assistant to the head coach. So it does. TMZ says it's unclear if the employee was the woman allegedly attacked or if the incident just so happened to take place at her home. But I mean, come on now, like. There's nobody else that's going to be there, you would think.
It seemed like an unraveling.
Yes, that the news got out or was going to get out, and maybe, I mean, I'm just speculating here, but obviously retribution for that, because, look, Sharon Moore is losing out on generational wealth as a result of this. He's going to be fired without cause. He signed a $30 million contract, 2 years ago, and he's never going to see that money. He's never going to see the rest of that money. So obviously it's his career is over, and his personal life is – certainly in ruins. And again, I don't feel these are decisions that Sharon Moore made. I mean, these are decisions that he chose to make. And, obviously assaulting the alleged assault, you can't do that. You just can't do that. So really, really ugly story for Sharon Moore, who was, again, in the midst of a full-on crash out. It does leave a job open in Michigan. And this is a plum job. This is one of the best jobs in college football. They have the Jordan affiliation. They have money. They have fans. They have a championship history.
Oh, yeah.
So they're going to have lots of suitors for this job in December, which is the crazy thing. I mean, it could reignite the carousel again. Now, we are getting, up to the signing day and portal and everything like that. So maybe at some point, sitting head coaches will say, I can't go. The domino, right?
Right.
But I mean, you got to think if you're a Kalen DeBoer and assuming he wants out, you would take this. Jed Fish at, I think he's at, is he at Washington? Yeah.
He's
a guy that would be on the list, I would think. He's
athletics guy also, in addition to Fish and DeBoer, Duke's Manny Diaz and New Mexico coach Jason Eck.
Yeah. All right, let's check Kalshi. You know there's an odd. There's a board for this.
Do they have Mentor on there?
Mentor's on there. So the favorite right now is Jed Fish, 26%. Kalen DeBoer is second, 25%. Then you have Clark Lee, Jesse Mentor, Kenny Dillingham. So those are the I guess Mentor was the DC there before he left with Harbaugh?
Yep. Okay. He's at San Diego, or excuse me, LA.
Yeah, how dare you? How dare you, man? San Diego does
beautiful
not have
city.
A football. Beautiful city, but not a pro city. Anymore,
clearly not.
Unfortunately for them. But they manage with the weather. I have no problem with any of these. Clark Lee, I mean, he's a great coach. He's done a great job of Vandy, I would certainly interview him. Why not?
Is he ready to jump to the fire like that?
I like the way he handled the bowl thing, but I can't speak to...
He just re-upped, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what hit the terms on his loyal. Extension.
I don't know what there was a time when you just would, if you're a Vandy coach, you would take anything because...
Sure.
I don't know if we're still in those times.
Yeah, I don't know if it, the one to meet is DeBoer because again, if he loses to Oklahoma, they're going to want his head, And so, if you don't take this opportunity at Michigan and you seem to be the guy that everyone says Michigan has to call first, and you lose to Oklahoma, you flame out of the CFP.
Yep.
You're going to come back into a situation where people are unhappy with you as it is. And likely, John, again, if you are not advancing in that CFP, if you're not winning national championships because of the height that Saban had it, they're, you're going to have a part of the fan base that just don't like you and always wants you out. There's a pressure that comes with that Alabama job. I just wonder if he's willing to, because he is more of a Midwesterner, willing to, there's a pressure at Michigan too. You got to beat Ohio State, but that's a pressure. I wonder if he'd accept more.
Yep.
So again, you got to make him say no. Apparently, he was not ever involved or interested in Penn State, but you got to see if you can move him. If you're Michigan, this they feel like they're the best job in college football.
Yep.
They're people, they're money people. So you're going to tell your AD to make the call.
Yep. So it'll be fascinating. We'll ask Dan Wilkin what he thinks about it, but Yeah, just a tragic story. It really is. I mean, I feel for, you know, Sharon Moore's family, his wife, his kids, that this is all going to be playing out publicly. You know, I don't know how much more I could really add to that. But I hope that, you know, I hope they find some peace within this. You know, I don't know what that's
going
to
be
like.
A long time.
Yeah.
No, do you see? I mean, was it Michigan State and Mel Tucker with the woman that he had?
Yes.
You know, and
both Michigan, you know, coaches.
They couldn't. I remember back in the spring, they couldn't find him, that he was being sued and everything else, and he had divorced his wife.
Yep.
Through all of this mess, and she was living in the house, her and her mom. And that no one could find Mel. I mean, it's basically, to my point, destroyed his life.
Destroyed his life.
It feels like to a point they couldn't even find Mel Tucker. He's trying to be off the map. And that's just, to have that happen within the same state, those two gigs. Man. Again, different situations.
Yeah.
But also situations where just personal.
Right.
Mistakes in your personal life are just mind-blowing in terms of what you're losing.
I mean,
what you've got at stake.
Sharon Moore could have done this with literally any other person in Ann Arbor, and he probably still has a job. It's the subordinate. I mean, I feel like we've seen, like, Bobby Petrino got caught up in this, right, many, many years ago when he had the secretary or whatever it was on the motorcycle, you know. You can't do the subordinate thing. Like, you just can't. Like, he gave her a big raise. Sharon Moore gave her a big raise. Mm. You know, like, you just, it's over. Like, and that, everybody knows that. Like, I just can't believe
the flesh.
You would try that. And the flesh is undefeated. There's just no question. But I don't want to blame the woman.
I'm not blaming her. I'm talking about his.
He said
he got a man, got a family and everything else.
Yeah, no, look, it's exactly.
I'm not blaming her at all.
No, because some
blaming
people,
him.
I didn't mean it like you were, but I'm just saying, like, it is, I said it. I've said it to people. It's like, I don't want to blame her, you know, cause she's just a woman. She just is a woman. And she, look, she should have made better decisions as well. I mean, she's not without account, I would say. But, you know, ultimately, he's the one that hired her. And he's the one that I would assume that, you know, someone has to have the discernment, right? Hey, I'm the head coach. You're under me. We cannot do this. If you want to have a relationship with me, you need to leave your job. Okay? I cannot have a relationship with you if you're going to continue to work here
in
the football program.
That's what's supposed to happen.
Nobody said that. Not only that, nobody said that. She got pregnant. I mean, really, really, and then, you know, he paid for the abortion of the baby. Just a very, very tragic and bad.
Who had all that? That's at TMZ. You said that that's been reported.
I think that's all. I don't remember exactly where it came from, but it is all that's out there. And it's, again, all the details are, pretty bad. So anyway, yeah, Sharon Moore out at Michigan, and they got to hire somebody. We'll see who that is, but they're obviously, you know, I assume, looking feverishly today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La 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 la, Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.